It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, folks, you've probably heard a lot about the development of the Louisiana International Terminal, otherwise referred to as LIT. A location has been secured in order to develop same down in St. Bernard, and there's been a number of bills working its way through the legislative process. There's been a lot of negotiations as it relates in and around this project. Recently, there was a bill dealing with a roadway that would be constructed to make sure and ensure that there wouldn't be a overutilization of the flat assets, the roadways of St. Bernard. And the parish president there took a position, and it seems as though some neighbors got upset and now have started a formal recall petition for Louis Pomez, the St. Bernard parish president. He joins us. Louis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newton. We appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you, sir. If there's something I said that is incorrect, please correct it. I was just going from memory. So where are we right now? I know there's some issues that you have, not only with the project LIT, but also with this recall effort.
Yeah, the recall efforts, I'm not concerned about that right now. And I'm just focusing on my responsibilities as parish president, doing what's right for the people of St. Bernard Parish and to be sure that we're protecting infrastructure that we own and operate in St. Bernard Parish.
So what are your concerns then?
Well, my biggest concern is I said this over and over again, that, you know, if the port comes to St. Bernard Parish, that the infrastructure that we own cannot handle the type of truck traffic that we would have running throughout St. Bernard Parish. And, you know, and for the safety of our residents, I mean, we have kids up the age of 5 years old standing on side these highways, getting on a school bus, getting off a school bus, and, you know, less than 50 feet away from the highway, we have the rail that runs through there every day. You know, we have these children that are caught up between the highway and the rail. With a couple hundred trucks a day running through here, and then the thickness of our highways is not going to hold up. It's not going to support all of this truck traffic. So my biggest concern was if the port came to St. Bernard, it would be very, very important that we had that transportation corridor put in place before a ship was allowed to unload in St. Bernard Parish.
So do you have any doubt in your mind that that's not the plan?
Well, I don't know for a fact that it wasn't a plan, but I can tell you what I don't want it to be like the airport. 5 years later, you come in and build a road. I think the plan should be that if you're going to have that type of traffic coming into St. Bernard Parish, phase one should be for that transportation corridor. You definitely have to have a dedicated road, strictly for that truck traffic.
Mm-hmm. And let's not talk around the issue. My conversations with any of these folks, I've had many on this show, have all said that they recognize the importance of the road, that none of this works without the road, and that the road would be priority one to get the road built first. They recognize that. They concede that to the residents of St. Bernard. Have you heard something to the contrary?
No. No.
So why do we continue to talk about this as though it's a concern? I mean, I hear people that are the detractors to this project down in St. Bernard saying they're not going to do the road, they're not going to do this. I said, well, how do you know that? They're going to do this project without doing the road. Well, how do you know they're going to do the project? Because they're all working at about the same pace. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, we don't know. I mean, and there's litigations against the Port Parish government still has litigations against the Port coming to St. Bernard Parish on a jurisdiction lawsuit. We have attorneys involved that's environmental attorneys to see that the correct studies are being done for this transportation corridor to be put in place. So we don't know whether the port's coming or whether the road's going to come. But in my position, I have to be prepared if that road comes, if that port comes, that I'd have the road put in place before the port gets here.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I was told that the studies that were going to have to be done were pretty standard and straightforward. Nature of the land dictates some of that, right? Where that piece of land is being and sharing a conterminous boundary with levee and a river, obviously. The traffic studies that would flow as a result of the backside of the property and trying to locate the best way from that property to hook up to the 510, all of which were going to require any studies. I know that you said that there's a lawsuit to determine, you know, which ones were going to be done or otherwise. Was there ever a meeting to be had with the Port of New Orleans, the state of Louisiana, and other interested parties to find out what their intentions were as it related to studies? And, you know, so that you had a baseline to work off as to whether or not you thought there were studies that needed to be done that weren't going to be done?
No, they, as far as the road goes, there's no lawsuits about a location of the road of all of that. There's actually right now, well, just the studies on the marsh that it's going through right now. The RPC is doing a study, have done a study, and it came out with quite a few different projects or designs for this road to take place. But the they had a town hall meeting in St. Bernard Parish, and they came in with quite a few different designs on locations where that road would lead to and where it would go on, where the off-ramp would be. And I think I'm almost positive that Design 22 was one of the most favorable of the residents of St. Bernard Parish, which went from the port all the way to L.A. 47. So there's no lawsuit against the road or the location that it's going to go.
But you indicated that there was a lawsuit to make sure that the studies needed were in fact going to be done. And my simple question was, had there been a meeting and had there been an articulation of those parties involved telling St. Bernard, these are the studies that we have been told are necessary in order to move this project forward?
That's for the Corps.
That's for who?
That's for the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers has to, before they can give them permits, all of their studies.
Okay.
Has to be
so
complete.
Why would y'all file a preemptive lawsuit on studies when we don't even know what is the full list of studies they're going to do or not do? They may be already satisfying what y'all need to be done.
All right, the lawsuit is not about the studies. We just have
okay.
we just
well, that's what you said
attorney,
earlier.
We hire an attorney to see to it that they're doing the correct studies. The lawsuit's
okay.
about jurisdiction.
Okay. So the jurisdiction about whether or not the St. Bernard Port Authority would be operating this facility as opposed to the New Orleans Port Authority?
Yes. Yeah.
And what? And I guess, what would be the benefit to the St. Bernard Port Authority that doesn't have nearly the expertise that the New Orleans Port Authority does and hasn't really engaged in contractual obligations of any project in the history of that Port Authority, the magnitude of this one? Why would y'all believe that that would be the best course of action?
Well, first of all, well, the jurisdiction lawsuit and all of this took place way before. I've only been in office a little over a year now. All of this took place. I mean, the lawsuit, I believe, for the jurisdiction was filed in 2023, somewhere in the middle of 2023, for that jurisdiction lawsuit. That's when, right before the election, parish president election, there was quite a few people that got into a little conversation about the port coming to St. Bernard, New Orleans port coming to St. Bernard Parish, and why isn't St. Bernard Port building their own port? It was a lot of discussion that went on, and supposedly it was litigation that was involved in property sales that St. Bernard Port could not pay the judgment that was awarded for the property that New Orleans is actually taking control of now.
And I mean, y'all don't have a container port now, right?
No, we don't. No.
And you don't have any of the infrastructure. You've never developed any of the infrastructure. You've never purchased any of the infrastructure. You've never designed any of the infrastructure necessary for this. I just don't understand, other than a single territorial boundary, why one would think that they would be in the best position to compete, get to the market. Timing is everything when you have no experience, none, zero. You don't have the bonding capacity. You don't have the political oomph. You don't have any of that. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. And Lewis, look, I understand it's a big deal down there. Where are you on this project? You support it or not?
No, as far as the lit coming to St. Bernard Parish, I can't support the project. I signed off when during the election.
Why can't you?
Well, it's
Let me ask the question this way. If there was a developer that came in tomorrow and said they were going to build 3,500 residential homes on that same property, would you support that?
Well, yeah, I would definitely do that. Absolutely.
Why would you do that? Because that's going to put a bigger impact on the infrastructure of St. Bernard than lit ever would.
The roadways that we have here can handle that residential traffic. We can't handle that heavy commercial traffic.
Well, I understand the load rate, and that's one of the reasons they're going to build the road. But let's talk about traffic study. You'd rather 35 new homes with 2.2 cars on average at a home that's going to far exceed because of the alternative road that's going to be provided? I don't know that y'all are thinking this thing through. Look at any study, the 3,500 homes would be disastrous for St. Bernard. You don't have the stores to support it. You don't have the schools to support it. You don't have a whole lot of things to support it at the present time. You're not going to get nearly the economic impact from sales tax or property tax that you would otherwise. Doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, we're not talking about 3,500 new homes right now. We're talking about a major container yard.
No, I understand, but you have limited options. You have limited economic development options in St. Bernard. Let's call it for what it is. It's not like there are people from all over the world looking to go spend their money in St. Bernard. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm down there all the time. But the reality is that you have very few options. And with very few options, I would want to do big time, serious due diligence before I say no to anyone, in my view. That's just one humble man's position that has served in a position of leadership for a long time. And it just seems to me that the constituents should want that to do that due diligence. Got to get to a break, Lewis. I'd love to have you back on this issue. Louis Pomez, St. Bernard Parish President, thank you for joining us today. We'll be right back.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.